From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
In all her years, Coretta Scott King showed that a person of conviction and strength could also be a beautiful soul. This kind and gentle woman became one of the most admired Americans of our time. She is rightly mourned, and she is deeply missed.
She extended Martin's message against poverty, racism, and war. She deplored the terror inflicted by our smart bums on missions way afar. We know now there were no weapons of mass destruction over there. But Coretta knew, and we know, that there are weapons of misdirection right down here.
I can't believe anybody could be so mean to burn the house of God. I can't believe that. I would think they would think more of a church than to do something like this so mean. But may God bless them. I pray for them.
You didn't provide the leadership, even with structural infirmities. Strong leadership can overcome that, and clearly that wasn't the case here.
Well, Senator, that's very easy for you to say, sitting behind that dais and not being there in the middle of that disaster, watching that human suffering and watching those people dying and trying to deal with those structural dysfunctionalities even within the federal government.
With all respect to press freedoms, obviously anything that vilifies the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or attacks Muslim sensibilities, I believe needs to be condemned.
Iran and Syria have gone out of their way to inflame sentiments and to use this to their own purposes, and the world ought to call them on it.
We've all watched the Olympics. We all know what it's about. But being out there, feeling the crowd, their energy, the anticipation of all the skating is just fantastic. And it's a feeling I will never forget.